This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's speak to the Commission for Gender Equality, and we are looking at issues around initiation schools and continuing concerns around illegal kidnappings. Well, all kidnappings are obviously illegal. So kidnappings and deaths of initiates. And of course, this is during the season of initiation schools. We're speaking to the spokesperson of the commission, Mr. Jabo Baloyi. Mr. Baloyi, you have concerns that you've picked up on, supported by research, that there are kidnappings that happens during initiation schools season.
Yes, our concern is not solely because of the kidnapping per se. It's because of the manner in which this is being done. Some of these initiates which are being kidnapped are those that have gone for medical procedures in hospitals. But because of societal stereotypes and norms, they're being abducted to go to the mountains that, you know, they're not that termed or dubbed the so-called not real men because they did not go to the mountains. Mm. And that's number one. Number two, it's because they're kidnapped to these illegal education schools, mm. wherein there are no protocols and procedures being followed. And you find that the person that is doing the initiation is somebody who did not. Who's initiating them? It's somebody who doesn't have any skill or whatsoever. It's because of money or because of patronage to community leaders. That's the greatest concern. That and the death whereby mothers have to suffer, and the payment of paying even when the initiators died, the family is still forced to pay the folk those lump sum of monies to the traditional authorities. Something that the commission sat down with traditional leaders, POGDA and others, to say it is about time that they take it upon themselves as duty bearers to trim down on this and arrest the scourge of kidnapping and death. And this, Mr. Chauke, yes, gone by.
Yeah.
I, for one, I've gone to this initiation school. Mm. People were not dying because it was done procedural. It was done with the consent of parents going there, and families going there, and mothers caring for others. But when it's illegal, a case in point is a sorry state of affairs of someone in Atrevi last year, was kidnapped. He died there. He was in his 40s. Mm. Imagine somebody in his 40s. Mm. And they buried his body with barbed wires inside Hanops River. Mm. And they stopped. They did not even tell the family what happened. Should they have told the family couldn't have gone to counseling and such anguish and such hard pain. Mm. So you understand how we linking into our report, that's why we're doing this accountability dialogue to say, what can be done in order to change the mindset of even traditional leaders?
Yeah.
Because some of them, they're money mongers. Mm. Some of them, of these chiefs and indonas, are money mongers. It's a money-making scheme. It's not done for the people. It's meant to be for.
Yeah, and I'll speak about your research and the recommendations that you make. Just a follow-up on something that you said. Are you suggesting that abductions, recent phenomenon, I'll tell you what is recent. What is recent is the regulations, the laws to say you must do this, and you must have these permissions and things like that. But are abductions not as old as the initiation culture itself?
Yes, it is. Somehow it is. Let me tell you how it was done.
Mm.
I, for one, let's say maybe I did not want, in 1986 when I went there, I did not want to go.
Yeah.
They used a certain mechanism when my uncle and my sibling went there. They said we cannot leave him behind because I had gone to a medical doctor.
Mm.
That's it. Those things were done with the consent of the parents, that because this one, Mr. Chauke, doesn't want to go, we're going to take him.
Mm.
And they knew, even the boys were abducted, they were too kind to go for it. Yes, even when they were abducted, they came back safe.
Mm.
But this time, the abduction, that's why I said, I used a disclaimer when we started.
Mm.
Now, it's brutal in nature.
Mm.
Now, they're being beaten. Now, they're being demonized.
Mm.
Some of them, they bled to death.
Mm.
So, those are the differences with what our report and else, and what you're seeing now. So, what we want to see, if it's abduction and it's done in the right way,
yes.
It's just like the issue of Ugutwala. Because Ugutwala, in its rightful way, it's right.
Mm.
But abduction, in its rightful way, in this instance, it's right. But the manner in which it's being done in the Eastern Cape and here in Gauteng is very bad and brutal, Mr. Chauke. Hence, the commission has to say something about it,
yeah.
And call those who are supposed to account to say, what is it that you're going to be doing going forward to stop this kidnapping, to make it unlawful, secondly, to send people to jail, and thirdly, to stop the death of brilliant minds. One of the child, Mr. Chauka, was told this child was a straight-A student in the Eastern Cape. Mm. And look now, South Africa has lost a human being because of kidnappings.
Now, from your report, what are the findings and the recommendations that you make?
Our findings that, you know, this need to be recorded, need to be, the schools need to be regulated. Mm-hmm. The second one, also, we need to know the initiation schools, who are the people who are going to do, who is the medical practitioner on site, who's going to help them. Those are the findings. Mm. And the recommendation was to say, let's have the regulations, like we started in Gauteng. Let's have regulations on this. Let's make sure that, you know, whoever transgresses on this regulation should be arrested, and let's have more education and educate our traditional leaders that things done in 1950s or 60s cannot be done today. Today's kids are fragile, Mr. Chauke. Mm. They're not the same, like, who can endure pain, who can endure the winter seasons, like some of us did for a month and a week or so. Mm. So those are some of the things that, you know, our recommendations are there to say, do it in the right way. Use the medical practitioners who are initiated to assist the initiate. If you want to open a school, let's know who's going to be the person who's going to do the procedure on this initiate. Mm. That can save the South Africans a lot of kids, because, you know, the numbers will go exponentially before these things end because of illegality. And make sure those who open illegal initiation should be dealt with accordingly with the law. That's all that we are recommending.
Right. I'm not sure in Gauteng. I am sure here in Limpopo, of course, that there are regulations that wants to address some of these matters that you raise. And there is a commission that spearheads that, led by Ndabezitha Chauke and so on. So in your report, I wonder if you've been able to engage with different provinces and being able to find out what they are trying to do to stamp out the illegalities that are there. And what is your comment on some of these interventions?
Limpopo was not touched because the way in which the traditional authorities and everyone is doing, it's point with everything else. There are no deaths reported in that province. We look at Free State, we look at Mpumalanga, we look at Gauteng, we look at the Eastern Cape. Mm. So it was a scanning methodology, statistical analysis, but Limpopo was not touched because some of us were able to vouch for the province that we have never had a death. There are no illegal circumcision schools or initiation schools in Limpopo. The traditional authorities, we need to give credit where credit is due. There are certain provinces whereby things like Northwest, if it happens, it's minimal. But it's been done in the right way, and we need to say kudos to the traditional authorities, to Kokta and Limpopo, and the leadership, all the chiefs and the kings, chiefs of Limpopo and Indunas, to say they are doing very well, they're doing it the right way. They stop illegal initiation schools in Limpopo. That one I know. Mm. When there's something that is wrong, they stop it. The chiefs there are involved, the authorities are involved, the communities in Limpopo are involved. But, you know, the greediness is in Gauteng and the Eastern Cape. That's why I'd never touch a province like Limpopo when I was talking to you, because we know what is happening there. We have got our eyes on the ground, know what's happening. But the Eastern Cape ones and the Gauteng ones, those are the most troublesome. You will hear the statistics emanating, high numbers emanating from these two provinces. That's where we need to deal with and nip it in the bud.
Right. Thank you very much, Mr. Baloyi. Appreciate your time. Good evening to you.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.